Okay, so basically we left with, so we have this thing Subas. Okay, so the thing Subas says, the Torah juxtaposes Makeh Behema and Makeh Adam, which means if you hit, if you kill an animal, if you kill a person. Okay, it says Makeh Behema Shalmeno, Makeh Adam Yumas. If you hit an animal, you pay. If you hit a, kill a person, you get killed. So it's on the surface, you shouldn't put those together. They're two totally different things. So Gemara says, and Ksubos says, teaching you, just like if you hit an animal, you're chayev mamon no matter what. No matter what. Whether it's shogeg, mezid, who cares, whatever. So too, if you kill a person, you're potter from mamon. No matter what. You're potter from mamon. No matter what. Whether you did it b'mezid and you get killed, or you do a b'shogeg and you don't get killed. Either way, if you do a crime of killing a person, or for that matter, any crime which is a chayv misa, so then you're pater from mamon. Okay, you don't pay mamon. Same crime which in what brings on a chayv misa is not bringing on a chayv mamon. Okay, and that's the, so that's the first question. What's the svar there? What's the comparison? What's the teaching here? Yeah, they seem like they're opposites. One song you always chayv mamon, one song you always pater mamon. It's a funny type of a lima. It's a funny comparison. And the relevance here is that it's saying is that when it comes to a rodef, so if you run after someone, that you're allowed to be killed. Yeah, but someone's allowed to save the nirdaf through killing the rodef. So in doing so, we say that, so basically you're putting your life on the line, so therefore if you would damage something in the process, so you're not going to be chayev. Because since they're chayev misa in the time, so therefore you're not going to be chayev mamon. Right, but the question is, but that's not really a chiyuv misa, that's just an idea that the other person has the right to save the nirdaf at your life, at your expense. But it would seem, I mean, you may have learned that the idea here is that you can't have like an onesh of mamon when there's an onesh of misa, a punishment. But it's hard to learn that this is really a punishment, it doesn't seem like a punishment. So I guess you have to learn that idea, this hakesh, in a way that could apply to Rodef as well. Like Kedei Rishasa. Like there is a given halacha, like Kedei Rishasa, which is where Kimla Darabim, I'm not in the Sigil, so I don't know how to differentiate. But the idea is that if you do one crime that involves two punishments, so you only get the more severe punishment. Right? Like if, so if you kill a guy and you rip his shirt, if you intentionally shoot a guy, you know, and they warn you, the witnesses warn you that if you shoot him, you're going to get killed and we're going to, you know, kill you. And then you do it anyways. And in doing so, you rip his shirt. So the halacha is, Ben Bezdin punishes you. They kill you, but they don't also fine you, you know, cause you to pay the money first or take it from your estate. Okay, but you only, for that same crime, you only get one punishment. Okay? So that, but that's if you do b'mezid and there's a punishment. So you would have just learned, it's like, you know, you don't get two punishments for one crime. But here, when you do b'shogeg, then there is no two punishments. There's only one punishment because you're not getting killed. So you'd say, basically, if you shoot him b'shogeg, for instance, if you're up his shirt, so I'd say, look, we don't give you the death penalty. You know, so there's no punishment. Let's say, in a way, you don't get galus. Forget about that. So you shouldn't show you. So I'd say now, you should at least pay the money. Pay the money. So he says, no, you don't. Because since the action you did is an action which would be chayiv misa under certain conditions, so too. So therefore, it can't be chayiv mamon, no matter what. Right? Okay. So maybe you're just saying is like this, is that, and there's two kinds of crimes. There's like, so to speak, like a monetary crime, a civil crime. You're damaging another guy's money, right? And then there's like an idea, like a capital crime, right? A crime which is like subject to the death penalty, right? That's what capital crime means? Mm-hmm. The crime which is a crime of death, a crime which involves your life and death. It's a different kind of a crime. Right, the civil crime is purely just whatever. That's not fine. Fine. So I'm saying is that there's a monetary crime, and then there's a crime of life and death. The different frameworks. But they're different crimes. Killing an animal is a monetary crime. Killing a person is a capital crime. Okay, it's a crime which involves my life and death, and then there's a crime which involves my money. It has nothing to do with my life and death. Okay, and what the Torah is saying is these are distinct. Okay, and when it comes to monetary crime, so monetary crimes don't in any way depend upon intent. Shogig, mezid, it's a monetary thing. I damaged this thing. Who really cares what I was thinking, what I was trying? It's irrelevant. Hashem is Hashem. I have to compensate. Compensation. Yeah. And saying is, and when it comes to a capital crime, in a similar manner, capital crimes are exempt from money. Because capital crimes, their nature is this crime of life and death. And money, in the framework of life and death, the monetary is pales and isn't recognized. This kind of a crime is like a guy does a capital crime. You don't start bringing him up on monetary charges. It's like that's not what he's doing. That's not what he's doing. Is that he's in a different sphere. There's the sphere where a person's involved in the world in the monetary world, and then there's a sphere where he's removed from that world. He's involved in the world of life and death. Well, the comparison is not exactly a comparison. It's drawing a distinction. It's a drawing a distinction. There's two classes of crime. There's a class of crime of the monetary, and there's a class of crime of capital crimes. Right. And the thing is that those classes are distinct. It says Makeh Behema, Makeh Adam. They're two separate things. But the hekesh is to look at the pasuk. The pasuk saying is Makeh Behema Yishalmena.
Right.
If you hit an animal, you pay. But Makeh Adam is Yumas. But if you hit a person, you don't pay. You get killed. So this is saying it's a contrast. It's a contrast. Yeah, I guess his idea is, I'm not really sure. But the idea is, yeah, even if they would. I mean, the idea is, it's from the psukim putting them together shows you that you to draw this distinction. So the thing is it's showing you that the psukim are contrasting two different kinds of crimes. And the contrast is complete. There's a complete contrast. There is a similarity. The contrast is complete. In the monetary crime, it's absolutely obligating you in money. And in the capital crime, it's absolutely not obligating you in money. It's just like there's a comparison. The simple shot is saying, Mike, if you hit an animal, you get to pay money. And if you hit a person, then you get killed and not money. But maybe you say, sometimes you do. Sometimes you also get money. So it says, no, it's just like in the monetary crime, you always pay money. So too in the capital crime, you always don't pay money. It could be the simple pshat of the thing is just drawing a contrast, but the hekesh is showing you that the contrast is absolute, and they share in their property. Just like in the monetary, you always pay the money; in the capital, you always don't pay money. You don't pay money, and there's a sense to it. Sense to it is like the pasuk is drawing for you two distinct classes of crimes. And that's why any chayv misos, if you do a crime which is chayv misa, it's a crime which involves your life and death. You don't bring a guy up on charges on monetary. He's not in that framework. He's transcended the framework of the realm of the inimominous, monetary, and he's involved in a different sphere. And that sphere doesn't involve you can't be chayv mama for that type of crime. And if that's the case, so then it could be his enrodev also. Because since in Rodef is bottom line is Rodef is a capital crime. I mean, it might not be an onesh, but the point is that it's a crime for which you lose your life. The action that you're doing of chasing this guy is an action which involves could bring you death, it's life and death, and therefore that action can't be mechayev mamon. It doesn't matter if it's an onesh or not. The point is that. You can't bring a guy up for monetary charges for when he was involved in an action which would take his life. So the thing is shogeg. So I think that's the idea of shogim is that it's there are classes of crimes like killing. Killing is not mechayev mamon. Killing a person, murder. I don't know if murder is a good term to use, but maybe it is. But killing a person. It's not a chayav mamon. That is a crime. If we don't know what class of crimes that belongs to, it belongs in the capital crimes. You know, it's true, you're doing it in a manner which is mitigating, mitigating circumstances, so it's not going to result in that onus. But it's not because you're getting the onus. It's the class of the crime. So there's a crime, it's a chayav misa. It's a chayav misa shogim, that's what it's called, a chayav misa shogim. In terms of your kapara, it's different. Either why you require a kapara of a chayav misa, it's a chamuras. So insofar as you're involved in that crime, it doesn't mean because you are going to get killed. It means it's like the Torah's drawing distinctions. Maki Adam, Maki Behemah, and Maki Adam. There are two classes of actions, two classes of crimes. And a crime which is a crime of misa, crime which, when done in to perfection, is a chayav misa, is not a crime which is a chayav mama. Even if you're doing it in a different manner, but it's a property of the crime, this is not a crime which is a chayav mama. It's not that kind of a crime. Yeah, I mean, I guess what it's saying is that you don't say that you're chayav mama. You're not chayav to pay money because you destroyed this thing. You're chayav because you did an action, a certain type of an action. An action of hezek. A certain type of an action. An action of damaging his property. It's a certain type of action. And an action of killing him isn't an action of damaging his property. Now, even if it happened to be that it did damage his property, that's not the character of the action. Conceptually, that's not what you're doing. You're involved in as a character of a capital crime. And insofar as you're doing that, that's all-encompassing. That's what you're doing. And any money and damage which results is parenthetical, but that's not the character of your action. And therefore you're not chayav to pay. You did damage, but that would be like similar to like a cause. Like if you go Reim, let's say you did something which indirectly caused him to be destroyed, to lose his money. So it's true, you are the cause of him losing his money, but that wasn't the character of your action. The action was an action of something else which happened to result in it. Let's say the same thing here. It's true in time that it's simultaneous, but the character of your action was the character of killing, the character of chayav misa. So the fact that a monetary damage results, it's not the character of the action. Like you could again, I'm not sure about this, but you could ask. It's like there's a principle of killing the rabbinate, which means if you do, the bezin will only punish you with one kederish shas, will only punish you with one punishment, right? One penalty. So the question is, what do you need that for? Why not just say you have a chayv nisa shogim b'terem zashlum? Right? Or let's say, is that applying? Like, are they the same thing? I mean, you could say is luckily only the one penalty is even if it doesn't involve killing. By anything, so by Malkus also, but fine. So that does technically answer that question. But but you're saying by death there's no such thing as that. It's going to do Amine just automatically. Of course, you can give him two things because of this principle. It's a capital crime. But it could be, and this is I guess what Morris is getting at. But maybe that's the answer. Is that that's not talking about where it's one crime. That's even where there are different crimes that happen to coincide. But then, even though they happen to coincide, now you bring them to court. The court's only going to give them one thing. Not give them two things. But this is an idea where the one crime could only obligate you. A capital crime cannot obligate your money. But that has to be where it's the same crime. So here, it's the action of chasing him, of attacking him, which is that which is causing the damage, or the action of chasing, running after him, which is knocking down, breaking other kalim, and then damaging the kalim. It has to be where, I think, this principle is where the very, very, you have to be able to unify that which is causing the damage, that which is causing the death, and that which is causing the mama. Could be that's where we're going to get to in a second, where you could have differentiated if you're killing one guy and money vis-a-vis another guy. But it has to be that they're unified. So you're saying it's one crime, can't be mechayev you, and a capital crime can't be mechayev you, mama. But the case of killing the Ravine, where Bezin won't do both, that's talking about even if they're not exactly the same crime. They're just like one guy is hiding both of them. I think that's true. But I mean, you have to. These are the sugyas. I mean, these are really sugyas and ksubos. But I think I'm tentatively saying that's what's going on here. Okay, so then what's the question? Now the question is, but you might think, the Gemara is Avmina now, you might think this is only if the killing and the money are to the same person. I'm killing one guy and I rip his shirt. So that's when I'm not chayav in both. Right? But if I'm trying to kill one person, or I'm killing one person and I damage some other person, so then they wouldn't say this principle. Don't say this principle, then it would be chayav both. Right? So Gemara says, no, it's not shown. It's by both. It doesn't matter. Right, but that is, that's Amen. Amen it would be. That is only if they're to the same person. So what would be the svar of that? What would be the svar of that? According to the way we're saying now, is it, would it matter if it's one person or two people? No. Yeah, it shouldn't matter because it's the same action. Same. So far as you're concerned, you're doing a capital crime. What's the difference if it happens to be? Who cares who you're damaging? It doesn't matter. The point is your attack. Your attack is not a kinyan chayav mamon. Who cares whether it ends up being to a different person or the same person? So what's the havmina? What's the sense of the havmina? The action that you're doing. The idea is, the reason, again, back for a second, the reason why it applies to the Rodef, you see, it's not an idea of an onesh. If it's an idea of an onesh, then it shouldn't apply. If it's like Bezin only gives you one onesh or something, that's not an onesh. It doesn't come under the category of onesh. But it's an idea is that insofar as you are doing a capital crime, a crime of life and death, then the monetary is like pales and is not recognized. It's not the character of what's going on. So since Rodev is a capital crime, because you see your life is on the line, once you're chasing after someone, you're subject to death. So that type of the crime of attacking someone is a capital crime, and therefore it can't have chiyav mamon. It doesn't matter whether the reason why you're being killed is because of an onesh of bezdin or is because of the institution of hatzala or whatever. The point is that insofar as you're involved in the world, actions which invoke the world of life and death are not monetary actions. It's a different sphere of activity that you're involved in. It's a greater sphere. You're not involved in that realm. There's like a sphere. It's like a sphere of crimes. There's a sphere of operation where a person is involved in the world of life and death, in the capital realm, and then there are crimes which are purely in the realm of money. And they're distinct spheres. And once your crime transcends the monetary, it enters the world of life and death, then it's not mechayev money. And it doesn't matter whether the reason why is because it's actually an onesh or it's because of he could be saved. You could save him, at the whatever. Who cares? The point is that the guy's life is on the line, and this type of a crime is not a mechayev mamon. Yeah. So maybe like this. This is similar to what you're saying there. But like, let's take this simple case, the straightest case. Like, let's say you shoot a guy and you rip his shirt. Okay, kill him and rip his shirt. So why am I exempt? Is it shot because I wasn't because the character of my activity was murder, wasn't ripping a shirt. Okay. Or do you say it's because from the standpoint of the victim, you wouldn't say that I ripped his shirt. You'd say I killed him. Is it from the standpoint of the, because you have in the crime, in these crimes, there's the, it's like Ben Adam Chavero, the nature of the thing is that there's the crime vis-a-vis you, and then there's the damage or the effect that you're bringing about. So you could say, I didn't damage you, I killed you. So the killing overshadows the damage. And such that, if you want to know what did I do to you, I killed you. And the character of the effect. Is it like the character of the action that you're doing, or the character of the effect? The effect is where I brought about an effect of damage to the person, and that's not what I did. I didn't do that. I mean, I killed the person. And that's true. There's also a simultaneous negligible monetary effect. But if you had to characterize the action as an effective action, as an action, what's it accomplishing? I did it from the standpoint of the victim, you'd say that I killed him. Okay, and that's what I was involved in. That was what was being done to him. What was being done to him was an attack. It was a criminal. It was death. It was a sphere of death. It wasn't a sphere of money. Okay, and so again, the question is, do you define these things? Do you define this as that? What you're saying is that there's an idea is that the death, the killing, overwhelms the monetary. Is it that it overwhelms it in the framework of the actor? The action's character is death, is killing, and is not monetary? Or is it from the perspective of the victim? That the result, that which you've done to the victim is the one of his killing, and that overshadows the result, the monetary. So the difference is if you have two different victims.
Because if you say that the idea is the crime is a criminal, is a capital crime and not a monetary crime, so then who really cares of the two victims? The point is that my action, I'm involved in capital crime, and that's not being chayav me a mama. Okay, but if you say that it's an idea of the victim, then so far as the victim, you'd say, I didn't damage you, I was involved, I was killing you. No, it wasn't damaging you. As in terms of, so far as you're concerned, what's being done to you is death, is not money. So then if they're two different victims, so you can't say, it's not going to help that the other guy was being killed. The point is that this guy was being damaged. This victim is being damaged. Now, the fact that the guy who damaged me was also doing a different thing to somebody else doesn't mean that I wasn't damaged. I was damaged. There's nothing to overshadow. My damage can't be overshadowed by your death or by your being in the framework of death. It's two different things. So how I mean it was that the idea of the Ptur of Maki Adam Yumas is that the reason why you're pater from money which is involved in killing a person is because when you're killing a person, that's what did I do to the victim is I killed him, period. Okay, and therefore I didn't damage him. It's conceptually, it's not what happened to him. What happened to him was he was killed. But then if they're two different people, then I killed him and I damaged someone else, so you can't, then I'm mechayev both. But it's teaching you, Kamash Malan, it's not an idea that in terms of how you define what took place of the victim, but it's an idea of how you define the crime of the perpetrator. Perpetrator is defined as a capital crime, and it can't be a monetary crime. Then who cares how many victims there are? It's irrelevant.
Yeah. I mean, I think part of this there's something a little bit unclear about this whole sugya, but I think part of the thing is it's not our sugya. I mean, presumably, if you'd get into that sugya, you'd really have to sharpen all of these definitions up, and kind of treading here, because it's not, these are mamash, these are huge sugyas. Stuff is this, and I know ksubas that comes up a lot in the third party of ksubas. It's all these, and that's what Islam had. I mean, that whole first yudaf ksubas is all about these kinds of things. So, I mean, we're just kind of throwing ourselves into a sugya, which I'm sure that there's exactly how you formulate this, I'm sure it comes out from all the sugyas and all the fine details of the sugyas. So kind of just throwing out svaras here, which loose and maybe they could be further refined. But it's you have to, like, when you're in a sugya, you kind of get comfortable with the categories of the sugya, and you kind of refine them. I mean, here we're kind of, there's a certain intuitive sense. I mean, I don't know if we're defining everything as precisely as we should, but I mean, it's hard when you're not in the sugya. So, I think this stuff makes sense, but I know there's something a little bit unclear. But we don't even know all the facts. I mean, there's a lot of different factors, a lot of different what exactly kemen d'rabbanan is, how they interplay, how these kibbutz kedei rishah. So, they're different. There are different principles here. So, and just it kind of comes up here. I mean, it's not really rodef. Rodef is very parenthetical here, but it came up. So I figured, Yeah. So okay, so here's what I'm gonna do next. So the next thing we have to do is the grizz. Okay? The grizz is I decided I want to do it like this. Tomorrow is for this week we have tomorrow. So the grizz basically I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, so the grizz basically is going on the Rambam. The Rambam says is that if you have the ability to save the rodef through taking out a limb and you don't, so we pass on Yonas Mishal, which means you chayav misa, it's a murder, you're killing. Yet the Rambam says you're killed, but Bezin doesn't kill you. Okay, for some reason Bezin doesn't care; it doesn't kill you. Even though you chayav misa, Bezin doesn't kill you, and that's the grizz is bothered by. Why not? Okay, the tour and the Ravid ask on the Rambam. They argue with him and they ask, why not? Well, no one kills you. You just chayav misa. Yeah, you just chayav misa, but you're not killed. It's like an unexecutable. I guess you chayav d'shmaya, whatever. He doesn't say that. You chayav misa, but there's like a technicality. For whatever reason, Bezin doesn't kill you. Okay, and the question is, what's that technicality? Why not? That's what the grizz is about. Why not? So, I mean, you'll see it's not so simple, because there are a lot of cases like this in the Rambam where you chayav misa, but Bezin doesn't kill you. So it's not like this is the only case. So that's the first grizz is, what's the Torah bothered by? There are a lot of cases, but the grizz shows why he's bothered here and not there. So, I mean, that's basically the first paragraph in the grizz. So what I'd like to do tomorrow, maybe, is to just get the question of the grizz before, and the good answer, here's the whole answer, based on the Imodomim, whatever. But let's see if we can just work on the problem. I don't know. Okay? But, so I want you to do is not to scan the grids. I don't want you to do the grids answer. I want you to just think of the problem on your own. But in order to do that, oh, I didn't scan it. Yeah, you can scan it. So the grids is in, so the first one is the Akshmiras and Afresh, and the grids is on page Samachas. It's basically, you'd have to read, just the first paragraph. It's like a column. But I would recommend reading it and looking at the Rambam.
Page is just that.
No, it's an expansion. Okay, it's, yeah. But, I'd say you should look at the Rambams. Rambams, he quotes them. He quotes all the Rambams. Back days, Hilchos Yechzkel Shel Nachash. But, I think it would be helpful if you looked at it on your own. Okay, if you prepared for this one a little bit. Okay, it's not that long. But read the thing and see, look at the Rambams that he quotes.
Somebody take that home and
other Rambams.
Email it around.